Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob. I'm a compulsive overeater. I never get tired of saying that, which is a good thing. And just a little intro to recovery. Someone once asked me the question, which I love, the handout that was given to everybody, is what step are you on? Someone asked me that one time, and I couldn't answer them. I just said, well, you know, I'm working the steps. Well, what step? You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just so I was floundering with the answer. I knew I had worked the steps. So this was early on in recovery, and they told me that if you don't know what step you're working, then you're working toward a relapse. And I said, okay, all right. I guess I got to do something about that, don't I? So I was a little bit put in my place with that because I thought I was doing pretty well. And that meant that if I'm not working the steps, then I'm really not truly working the program. And that's what I've lived since then in saying, okay. And I have to check myself because sometimes I get a little complacent with working steps 10, 11, and 12, the maintenance steps, but am I really doing them? You know, am I living them? You know, so the maintenance steps are often called 10, 11, and 12, but we're not treading water. We have to keep climbing. We have to keep moving forward. Step one is about powerlessness, and it's the only step that we can absolutely do perfectly. And I'm sure you've heard that before. But we can perfectly do step one. Step two is about finding the power, finding our higher power. Is about what the power is, I'm sorry. And steps 3 through 12 is about how to find that power and what that power is for us and how we can use that power to help us to uncover the disease, basically, and what brings us to the food. And that's what the steps are all about for me. What is bringing me to the food and how can I use those steps to give me the daily reprieve that I need each day. Because it's no longer about the food for me. You know, it is about the recovery, it's about the steps, and that's what I need to be doing. Step zero, it was very interesting. I had not heard of that before until someone referred to it as just simply putting down the food. You know, it's got to start there. You know, it's got to start there. And then the first three steps are about making a decision, no more. It's about making this decision to do to turn our will and our lives. Even though we may not have done it, we've at least admitted we're willing, so we have the willingness. And then the action begins. Action and more action and more action. And it never stops, which is a great thing. It's a great thing to read that in the big book. You know, faith without works is dead. We can believe all we want, but if we're not working this program, we're dead. And that's what I take from that, and that's what I believe, is that we have to keep working. If I'm stuck anywhere, it's okay to ask for help. You know, I've been stuck in steps 4 and 5 before. A lot of fear-based. You know what? There's no right or wrong way to do a 4-step. I was told that many times, but it still didn't stop me from having the fear of facing it. A lot of people have an issue with writing their 4-step and stop dead, because there's a lot of emotions that come up and they don't know how to deal with them. And what I was told when I was doing my 4-step was, don't forget to write some positive things, good things that you do, either on a daily basis or good things that you have done, because it's a good balance. It's nice to have a balance sheet of things that you have done which aren't so good, but also things that you have done that are good, because it's not all about the negatives. The poison has to come out, but we don't have to be bashing ourselves over the head while we're doing it, because ultimately that is not going to be good for us either. So, but if you're going through that stage, just keep writing. You know, there's no right or wrong way. There's many different ways you can do it. I actually was given a handout of questions, and I went through the questions that way. And that was a good way. There's the AA 12 and 12, the OA 12 and 12 way, the workbook way, I've also done a back to basics 5-week step study, they call it, back home, and that has worked very well using the big book and doing it in an accelerated fashion, pretty much no time to wait, gotta move, gotta do it. And it was a wonderful thing for me to do, and just do it and say, wow, I did it, you know. And it wasn't, maybe it wasn't going to be perfect and I didn't get everything, but I did it. And then when I gave my fifth step away, it was amazing. It was amazing. Because then I was actually turning not only to another person, but to my higher power. And then taking that to the next step and asking myself for forgiveness was amazing. Because I had beat myself up so much and thought that I was worthless, that I needed to forgive myself first before I could move forward. So I did that, and then I was able to move forward and ask God to help me remove those defects. Steps 8 and 9 were tough, but you know what? Again, another way to free myself from bondage of self. I had been hiding these secrets. I had been done some cruel things. When I shared and got rid of those things, made my amends, changed my life. Absolutely changed my life. You know, I was free of that burden. And the first thing I said was, why did I wait so long? Why was I carrying that around for so long? Why? Because when I let it go, I was like, wow, that wasn't as big of a deal as I had made that mountain that I could never get over. So again, keep working it. Steps 10, 11, and 12 are a beautiful thing. You know, they are just a continuation of my life. I do my 10th step, I do it in writing, and it's a wonderful way to recap my day and set up the next day. And if I have issues, I run them back through steps 4 through 9 as I need them and make my amends promptly. I have some amends which I have issues with, and I still am not willing to make them, and that's what I keep praying on. But it doesn't mean if I'm stuck on step 8 or 9, I'm stuck on step 9 doesn't mean I don't move forward to steps 10, 11, and 12. I keep moving forward. And I still say I keep praying for the willingness to make that amends. My prayer and meditation is great, and I have to keep doing it every single day. And step 12, you know, is great. You know, it's not just carrying the message, but it's living the principles in all my affairs. You know, and that's the gut feeling that I get. Like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe that's not the way I want to be living. You know, I have to. It's a gut check, but it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I'm so glad that you guys are all willing to work the steps. You know, and don't quit until a miracle happens, because that is really what made the difference for me and what's keeping me abstinent. So, I wish you all a lot of love. That you now going on this journey to work the steps, and I'll meet you back here afterward. So thanks for letting me share.